From Washington, this is VOA News. Ebola now declared a national emergency in Nigeria. U.S. bombs targets in Iraq. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Nigeria declares Ebola a national emergency, as the World Health Organization has called it an international health emergency. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan Friday declared a national emergency over the Ebola outbreak and approved nearly $12 million of emergency funds to contain the outbreak, which has led to two deaths in the commercial capital, Lagos. Also Friday, at a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director Dr. Margaret Chan declared the outbreak an international health emergency that requires an extraordinary response to stop its spread.
This morning, I am declaring the current outbreak of Ebola virus disease a public health emergency of international concern. The committee's decision was unanimous. It's advised to me acknowledges the serious and unusual nature of the outbreak.
The WHO reports the number of deaths from the epidemic in four West African countries continues to rise. It said total numbers of cases stands at 1,779 and that 961 of those people have already died. The U.S. military bombed Islamic State militants in northwest Iraq Friday after the extremists started moving artillery toward Erbil, where American military personnel are residing. A senior administration official said the strikes came as the Islamic State extremists began advancing and were beginning to threaten the periphery of Erbil. U.S. President Barack Obama on Thursday authorized U.S. military planes to carry out targeted airstrikes against the Islamic State extremists, as well as deliver food to stranded refugees. Even though Mr. Obama stressed no U.S. ground forces would be deployed in the Kurdish city, the move still represent the widest use of American military force in Iraq since U.S. troops pulled out in 2011 following a nearly decade-long war. Also Friday, U.S. cargo planes dropped crates of food and water over an area in the mountains near the Syrian border, where thousands of members of the Yazidi minority are sheltering. U.S. cargo planes. Iraqis welcomed the U.S. airlift of emergency aid to thousands of people who fled to the mountains to escape Islamic extremists and called for greater intervention as U.S. warplanes struck the militants for the first time. Rival Afghan presidential candidates Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah have pledged to resolve their election dispute and form a national unity government before NATO leaders gather in Britain early next month to discuss Afghanistan's future. Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad.
We wanted the ceasefire to succeed. Again, indiscriminately targeted.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and United Nations officials in Kabul helped broker that deal in Afghanistan after extensive negotiations with Ghani and Abdullah. Israel pounded Gaza with a series of airstrikes Friday after Hamas resumed rocket attacks against Israel when talks in Cairo broke down and extending a three-day truce. Smoke rose above Gaza as Israeli warplanes retaliated against dozens of rockets fired by Hamas into Israel, restarting a month-long conflict that has already left almost 2,000 dead. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply disappointed that the parties were unable to agree to an extension of a three-day break in the violence in their talks. The Israeli military charged that militants in the Gaza Strip violated the 72-hour ceasefire hours before it was scheduled to expire on Friday morning. More than 90 Ukrainians reportedly have been killed or wounded since Thursday. A spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council said Friday that 15 Ukrainian servicemen were killed and 79 wounded in the previous 24 hours as fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine continued. Meanwhile, Ukraine's government has proposed sanctions against 65 Russian companies and 172 citizens of Russia and other countries. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.